from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you into the 9 o'clock hour we go.
Am I allowed to drink at the VFW?
I don't know.
My wife's hometown, the only bar is a little VFW. But I think people go. I think you can be a member.
Okay.
Like if one of the veterans like brings sponsors you or something. So text in, everybody. 713-572-4610.
You're a veteran, text in. And in advance, we thank you for your service as well.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not trying to steal valor or anything.
No.
I'm not going to walk in and be like, I was a 3-star general. Give me a drink.
I'm telling you what's going to happen. You're about to get invited to like 5 VFWs in the Houston area.
I can't keep up with those guys.
Just telling you. That's what's about to happen. When you wanted to do Krav Maga earlier this year, Krav Maga or Krav
Maga? Krav Maga.
Krav Maga. Okay, so I had it right the first time. You had several invites to go in and do that if you wanted to.
I'll go hang out with the veterans, and they'll be telling their stories. And I'll be like, oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you about the time we didn't have Gatorade for almost half a practice. It was pretty rough. I was down in the stuff, as they say. Yeah,
you got way better stories than I would have in there. Did I tell you about the time they ran out of paper in the printers back in the day when I was in sales? Did I tell you about the time that there was a client that said they were going to do business with me and then they didn't?
Yeah.
And it was really hurtful.
The customer was really mean to me.
He was mean to me. He told me one thing.
You guys have your drill sergeant stories, but yeah.
Did another, yeah.
This guy said he was going to buy something.
Yeah. Jerk. Lewis Riddick again, man. Lewis Riddick off the top rope on behalf of the Houston Texans, man.
Yeah. A man that could have reason to have sour grapes over the Texans because he was talked about as a potential GM candidate.
Could have been a petty cast. He could have petty casted the Houston Texans and been very petty about that. He was, as Seth said, he was in the running to get the job that ended up going to Nick Caserio. I think most Texan fans are very happy it played out the way they did because the Texans are on their way to good things. But Lewis Riddick, man, like I almost feel like he's got a spiel now about the Texans. Mm-hmm. This was yesterday on one of the morning shows. I think Get Up or First Take or one of them, man. Lewis Riddick, they were talking about the Texans again. They were talking about teams that can challenge the Kansas City Chiefs. Here was Lewis Riddick.
Here's the key, though, for me, why they're going to take the next step. D'Amico Ryans is one of the best leaders we've ever seen in the NFL. He's one of the best leaders in the NFL as a player. He will go down when it's all said and done as one of the best head coaches in history in terms of his leadership ability. The guy commands everyone that he comes into contact with. Not in a threatening way, not in a I'm bigger, better, stronger than you way, but in a competency way. You feel his competence. You feel the impact that he has on you in terms of how he makes you feel. And he's doing that for that franchise. I would have not bet on the Texans to be as good as they were last year. I would have bet my whole life savings on it and lost everything because I underestimated, wrongfully, just how strong that man is. The Texans are for real. And even though everybody knows they're coming this year, they're still going to do what they need to do.
Dude, that sounds almost exactly like the quote we played from him last week. Like, where D'Amico is one of the best leaders in the history of football.
Yeah.
Feel his leadership.
And it's tough because, you know, how I felt this way when I was talking about D'Amico, and people had understandable objections, like valid arguments about hiring a defensive coach. I get that. I philosophically differ with people. But as far as when you hire a head coach, I think first and foremost, you can't worry about whether he's offensive-minded or defensive-minded. First and foremost, you want to know, A, is he a genuine leader? And it's hard when you're hiring coordinators to know for sure because they've never been in that role before. These days, most guys have not been a head coach by the time they get elevated to be a head coach in the NFL. And when I would endorse D'Amico and his personality and his leadership qualities, it's hard to explain or expect people to believe you because it just sounds like the things that people do say all the time. So I was put in a position of almost feeling like I had to grab people and shake them and say, no, you're not getting it. It's real this time. He's just different when it comes to all those harder to define elements, whether you want to call it it factor or what have you. The one thing I was thinking about the other day was with D'Amico, when he starts getting some of the tests that you have as a head coach, a down season or a season where you don't meet expectations, firing your assistant coaches, all of those, he hasn't necessarily genuinely been tested, although the Texans did swap out defensive line coaches this year, kind of under the radar, and it wasn't very notable or anything. So I think some of that, I don't know exactly how it all happened or anything, but some of the coaching staff changes, it might have already been that guys were either let go or not retained, and it was a difficult conversation to have. But those are the things that guys that have never had to do that before are now in a position of having to do, and you just never know how they're going to react and respond in those situations.
Think about previous Texans head coaches, and not Lovie Smith and David Culley, because they themselves got fired after a year. But go back to Bill O'Brien. Like, Bill O'Brien's probably first big test like that was having to fire George Godsey.
Yeah.
Someone who he had history with. Mm-hmm. And he was an offensive coordinator for an offense that wasn't doing anything. I think back to Gary Kubiak. Like, his first big one was probably twice, where he fired Richard Smith and then he fired Frank Bush. You know, he for 4 years, till they got Wade Phillips in there, could not find a defensive coordinator.
Right.
That was his big challenge.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, and it was...
D'Amico hasn't
really
had
was.
That yet, you're
and
right.
I think, well, you talk about the hazards of hiring a guy based on a coordinator. I think that Kubiak had to grow into the role of head coach because I think he was very much involved in the offense and wanted to... it always felt to me like, yeah, he wanted to be able to just have a defensive coordinator handle the defense and everything. And just over time, you have to evolve into that guy that is the motivator
CEO,
the driver of the entire team.
Yeah. I feel like D'Amico's there.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I know he's a defensive guy and whatnot, but I feel like he's there.
I think part of it is that just really encouraging an atmosphere where the offense and the defense are helping each other by talking nuts and bolts about it. It's notable. It's really notable to the degree to which they do it because it's not always like that on NFL teams. And I think then it happens naturally because everybody's involved on the other side of the ball. The defense is competing against the offense, but also trying to give their tips and their recommendations for how they could be doing things differently. So it naturally happens that way.
How about this quote from Aziz Alshire? If you're looking to kind of get a feel for what the culture has been established here, what it is, the article, it was by DJ Bieniemy, had an article just talking about how D'Amico's attitude and ethos have rubbed off on all aspects of this team and organization. Here was what Aziz Alshire said in this article. He said, everybody can't just play here. You might be a playmaker, but if you're soft, you might need to go somewhere else. You might make it in the league, but you won't make it here. There's a standard. If you're not reaching the standard, you just won't be here. There's been plenty of great players, but some don't play the style that we play, and that's okay. You'll have a job. It just won't be here.
Yeah.
Get with it or get lost. End quote.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a lot more fun if you can win a Super Bowl and then talk that
way.
Yeah,
for sure.
I believe it. I believe that that's true.
It is what it
and
looks like
they,
defensively.
Right,
with
right.
This
now
team.
They just got to deliver on it.
Yeah, yeah. So that was pretty cool.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Cool. I was thinking about this too yesterday. Ben, let's play that highlight of Derek Stingley Jr. and that interception on Saturday against Daniel Jones.
Jones in the gut. He's got time, and he airs it out deep down the right side, and Stingley has a pick inside the 5-yard line. Derek Stingley Jr. with the interception. There was no way he was going to be denied the pass intended for Jalen Hyatt.
When J.J. Watt was an elite player here, when he was winning Defensive Player of the Year awards, and I'm not saying Stingley is at J.J. Watt's level yet, but he's got that type of potential to win a Defensive Player of the Year and be a multi-time All-Pro. The big thing about J.J. was his teammates would get asked about him all the time
in
press conferences, right?
Yeah. It got annoying. It was like every time anybody got up to speak, the first question was like, what's it like playing with J.J. Watt?
Right. Or can you believe what J.J. did in the game on Sunday or whatever? But it's a reality. It happened. Stingley's getting a little bit of that now. Mm-hmm. You know, like Stingley, on the heels of the season or the half a season he had at the end of last year, and then making plays like he has throughout camp. He's been their best defensive player in camp so far. The play that you guys saw him make that you just heard right there are plays that he's been making routinely at the practices that Seth and I have been to. He's been great in camp. Here's Will Anderson talking about Derek Stingley Jr.
Yeah, we benefit a lot. I was telling Stingley, I was like, bro, you still want me to play on your side? Because we had got the deal, and we was joking about that. And I said, bro, like, he's unbelievable, bro. And to see him work every day, to see him come in, he's quiet, he doesn't say much. But when you turn the tape on, you just see him, like, everywhere. Having a guy like that in the back, it makes our job so much easier just to go hunt, be free, and be loose. Because it's like, they throw the Stingley, they crazy. So having a guy back there like that, man, it's really a blessing.
Okay, so this is the thing. Like, I don't, if you fear that somehow it'll get to the point where people are just always being asked about Derek Stingley all the time. The thing about with JJ was that JJ was a master at the social media game, and really, for a guy that was playing on an expansion team in the AFC South, like if he had a Danielle Hunter type of personality, it wouldn't have been as fixated upon by the public at large in the media.
Stingley's got a Danielle Hunter personality.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, part of it was JJ was masterful and maybe one of the first, athletes that really knew how to work social media and really knew how to play it all up and everything. But Danielle Hunter's the opposite of that. Danielle Hunter doesn't necessarily get a whole lot of credit for how good he is. You combine with that JJ was a 3-time defensive player of the year.
For sure.
So I do think that personality and just publicity matters a lot. So I don't think people are going to get sick of talking about Derek Stingley.
Yeah, I think the questions are going to keep coming, though, man, especially as Stingley's on this ascent right now.
The thing about Derek Stingley that's so cool is that, again, it wasn't a well-thrown ball, obviously, but in that interception, I feel like Daniel Jones might have been thinking he was going to try to throw a back shoulder. And I saw somebody complete a back shoulder pass this weekend where I thought, that's the difference between Derek Stingley and other defensive backs is the ball skills. The understanding of when to turn and look, his ability to actually make the play on
there's
the ball.
There's a receiver out there.
You can't back shoulder Derek Stingley. It's the dumbest thing you could do. You're throwing up. It's not just an incompletion. It's an interception.
That's right. It's a punt, basically.
Yeah.
Here's Kamari Lassiter, who I would imagine is learning a lot from playing with Derek Stingley right now. Rookie cornerback who's in all likelihood going to start on the opposite corner from Stingley. Here's Lassiter yesterday talking about Stingley.
Second to none, honestly. I haven't seen a defensive back have as good as ball skills as he has. Like, it's just like a superpower of his. Like, he's just able to just snatch it up out the air. Like, you know, it's just something that you really can't teach. You can't coach that. That's something that God blessed him with. And, you know, he uses it all the time. And it's just crazy to watch. You know, I'm like, hey, that Sting right there. I told him on the sideline, I'm like, yeah, you that one for sure.
Think they ever use him as a wide receiver?
Is it
a gimmick or a gadget or anything? Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I don't think they should.
No. Well, not a guy with injury issues.
Not on this team either right now. I guess.
Yeah, you don't need right.
Down the line, if they were thinner at wide receiver, I could see just here and there maybe.
They got injuries going into a Super Bowl or a playoff game or something like that where you're like, man.
When you spring it on somebody and they don't know they've got their rules for maybe their number one cornerback's tracking the number one receiver.
I like that.
Stingley just slides onto the field and it's enough of a change, but a viable and legitimate threat.
I like that.
You catch him off guard. Yeah. And you end up with Derek Stingley on the. On the nickelback, yeah, I could see that.
Text message. This goes back to our VFW conversation, Seth. Mm-hmm. We had a few people weigh in.
I was curious about whether I can drink at the VFW.
Drink at the VFW, yeah. Any VFW is a text message. Any VFW I've been to does not require membership.
Oh, okay.
Now it also says now it's funny. I glanced at the text page. And I saw $90,000 per year, and I'm like, "Well, for the VFW,
that's the guy.
That's the guy talking about college."
Oh yeah,
I was glancing at the wrong text. Okay, this is kind of mean. Text message: No one in the VFW is young enough to know how to text you guys. Come
do
on,
younger
now.
Vets not go to the VFW?
I don't know.
We've got quite a few veterans of foreign wars these days.
We do. Yeah. Yes.
It's been a spell now that we've had veterans.
Yep. Payne and Pendergast with you. So yeah, someone says Stingley is this generation's Andre Johnson, number 3 overall pick, unbelievable talent. Quiet guy. Personality-wise, where he was picked, yes. Stingley's got a lot more.
That's a good
work
point. He's a very quiet, not seeking the spotlight or anything at all.
Unassuming.
Yeah. That part's nice, too. Except it's hard sometimes because you feel like you don't get to know the guy.
Andre's a better interview than Stingley. Okay. Andre was quiet, but I thought Andre always gave really good answers in interviews. He just did it at a noise level that was like, you know, 2 on the volume knob.
Yeah.
You know?
Stingley, what I like about Stingley is he seems like that guy that just wants to work at football.
I think that's why Nick Caserio liked him so much.
He nerds out on football and just that's all he wants to do in life. Like a Kawhi Leonard or something, you know, he's got no taste or appetite for all the other stuff. He just wants to play football.
No. He likes video games too.
Does he?
He does. Yeah, he talks about playing on Madden or the college football game.
Yeah.
Someone asked him at the end of one of his press conferences, "Hey, you played NCAA 2025 yet?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm LSU man. Yeah, hell yeah."
I gotta start playing more video games.
No,
I do.
Don't.
That's why all these young quarterbacks understand coverages so well. It's reps. You know, from an early age. They have to learn it at a higher level eventually, but a lot of the automatic of like knowing where all the soft spots are in various coverages and everything.
Dude, they've got this fantasy football ticker going on ESPN today around all their programming, and they just showed the Texans are the ones in the ticker right now. So they're showing like the average draft position for all the different skill players on the Texans. They just showed a graphic for the Texans' strength of schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, so how hard you draft a Texan like. What you know? How hard are the opponents are going up against? So they have week 1 through 14, and then when the fantasy playoffs would be, which are usually 15 on, and they have graphics for it. And the Texans have like the darkest shade of red, and it says very hard.
Chiefs, very, the Ravens,
very
the...
hard. Yeah. It'd be weeks 15, 16, and 17. So it would be the Dolphins, the Chiefs, and the Ravens.
Yeah. As long as Mike McDaniel keeps being nice to Tua. the whole way through.
Yeah.
Established. Tua doesn't like coaches when they're not nice to him.
Again. That was a good conversation. We got to play Tua again between now and the end of the show. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's circle back to the Astros. How we feeling? Five games up on the Mariners. Why I think last night's win was really, I think, something that has me more enthusiastic than any of the other wins during this recent streak in August. And if you watch the game, you're probably going, what the hell did you like about that, Sean? Well, I'll tell you. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.